since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
It's a busy, busy weekend for the Corbin Lady Dinos softball team. Kicked off the season last night up in St. George. They're going to continue throughout the evening and then into tomorrow. And we're going to talk about it right now, giving us an update on the way the first three games of the season have gone so far. Over the phone, we have head coach Kurt Nunley. Coach, it's great to get you back on today, especially to talk some softball. I appreciate you making time in the busy schedule.
Hey, I sure appreciate you, Jordan, for having me.
Yeah, it's always fun, Coach, and it's even more fun to talk about wins, and that's what we have to talk about right now. Last night, wins over Pineview and Hurricane, and they come in dominating form, 18-0, 13-3, and then earlier today, a 13-7 win over Pleasant Grove. So, Coach, the girls have played outstanding softball so far.
They absolutely have. They've played, the whole game, offensively, defensively. The girls are playing great right now.
Coach, let's start by talking about the game against Pineview. You win 18-0 in this game, and I mean, obviously a great way to start off the season, but you never really know what to expect in a season opener, especially with a long road trip. Girls came out, they took care of business. What worked in this 18-0 win to start things off?
Oh, yeah. It's, like I said, first game of the season, we hadn't really been outside as much as we normally have. Before yesterday's game against Pineview, we were only out on our field, three times. And so, therefore, we really had no idea how we were going to come out and play. And we had no idea, with Pineview, obviously Pineview's a 4A school. We're a 3A school, a little bit bigger than us. And so, we had no idea coming in what was going to happen. But, the girls came to play and they offensively, I was very, very impressed offensively, pitching, defensively, it was all there. And so the girls really, really played well against Pineview yesterday.
And then a 13-3 win over Hurricane. And Coach, as you had mentioned on social media, one of the coldest games you guys have ever played in. Didn't seem to bother the girls, especially the bats. You put up 13.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't bother girls. I mean, we had four home runs yesterday. We had Tenley Mattson hitting a home run. We had Haven Byerly hitting home run, and Gia Bruno hit two against Hurricane yesterday. And obviously it was the coldest game I've ever been a part of. And the girls, they came out and they tried to keep as warm as they could. And Haven was pitching that game. The weather affected her a little bit, and I went over to the Blue and asked the Blue if she could blow on her hand, to keep her hand warm. And obviously the Blue said that was okay. And so, after we tried to help her out a little bit with trying to keep her hands warm, she settled down and was able to, get the win for us on the mound there yesterday in a 13-3 win against Hurricane. So, the girls' bats came alive, and we played really good.
Pleasant Grove today, Coach. Before we talk about that, how has the weather changed? I mean, much more enjoyable, much more reasonable today?
Absolutely. I bet it went from last night to about 20 degrees. And, as of right now, it's up to 60 degrees. So the weather down here is crazy, Jordan. I going from that cold of weather last night to really, really nice blue skies, no wind, sunny. So, today's been perfect softball weather. We couldn't have asked for better weather than today.
That's a great neutralizer, Coach. And against Pleasant Grove, here's a pretty good 6A school. Great gauge game. Again, still early, but third game of the season. The girls have played a lot of softball in a very short period of time. And again, they come out on top, putting up 13 runs.
They did. Coming in, didn't have any plan for Pleasant Grove, had no idea what kind of program they have, and they've got a good program. I mean, they're a huge school, 6A, and those girls from Pleasant Grove, they can sure hit. And, we had a combination of pitching that game. It started Tenley, and, Tenley pitched a good three innings for us, and then towards the first of the third inning, you know, the girls were starting to catch on to Tenley and started hitting a few base hits, a couple home runs there, and you know, I eventually pulled Tenley and put Haven Byerly in, and Haven came in and closed the rest of the game for us. But the one thing that impressed me the most about our girls in that game against Pleasant Grove is our offense. Our offense just, you know, came alive. The girls were patient at the plate, getting walks, you know, getting good base hits when we needed them. You know, and at Pleasant Grove, they had the one inning where they had quite a few errors that helped us out getting runs. But, you know, I have to credit my team, my girls, for the offensive effort that they had in that game because they weren't even intimidated by a school that was twice their size. And that's what I loved about these girls. They got so much confidence, and you know, they're just really, really good ball players, and they don't think that a bigger school is any better than us. And that's the kind of attitude that they have, and I love that.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Kurt Nunley of the Corbin Lady Dino softball team. Coach, well, you guys will play some really good schools, I know, the remainder of the weekend. Still two more games today, and then you'll have a couple of more tomorrow. Riverton, Grantsville, Cypress, and Grand. That's the next four opponents. Coach, that's a loaded schedule to start the season. My goodness.
Very loaded. I mean, as far as I understand it, Riverton, that's our next game. We play them at 6 o'clock tonight. But as far as I understand it, Riverton is the defending 6A champions, and so I know our girls, they are very, very looking forward to that game. They really want to, you know, test their abilities against, you know, the top team in the state. So that is something that, you know, we're excited about. I wanted to challenge these girls at the first of the season, and we're definitely doing that down here in this St. George tournament. We've got a hard schedule, and, you know, before coming in here, I thought we're going to come down and we're going to play 7 games. If we come out of here winning 3 games and, you know, losing 4, I'll be pretty happy about that as a coach just because of the schedule that we're playing. And I believe that this is going to help us throughout the rest of the season with the schedule that we have. And it's going to challenge us, and it's challenging us so far. And so, you know, Jordan, it's just a testament to these players and the confidence that I have in them as a coach.
Yeah, Coach, I know that the expectations, they're heavy for this team. You know, when talking to a lot of other media members, a lot have pointed out just how good they expect Corbin to be. I expect this team to be great. I know you do as well. But when you actually see it come to fruition on the field, it's got to be rewarding. And I know it's so early. We're only talking 3 games. But still, nonetheless, Coach, to see the way they have performed through 3 games, knowing you got 4 more challenging games, I can kind of go back to a conversation that I had with Coach Cincineros last week. It doesn't do any good to beat up bad competition in region play, especially with the way the RPI works. You guys are going to be rewarded for this, hands down, because this is tough. So it's got to be rewarding.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one reason why I wanted to come to this tournament, just because of the quality of teams that are in this tournament. You know, challenge the girls, you know, and just see good competition. It doesn't do a team any good to, you know, come down and beat a team by 25 runs, you know, 30 runs. It's no good for the team that beat the other team by 25, 30 runs, and also the team that also got beat by 25, 30 runs. It's just, it doesn't do any team good to do that. And so I knew the kind of talent that we had, and this is the reason why I scheduled the way that we scheduled, you know, for this season. And so these girls are getting challenged, and they're seeing their own abilities against these bigger schools and how they match up with these other schools' abilities. And as of right now, you know, the Corbin Lady Dinos' abilities are definitely matching up with these bigger schools.
Yeah, we get in with this, Coach. Riverton at 6, Grantsville tonight at 8 o'clock. Boy, that's an intriguing matchup as well in the 3A classification. That's a fun one.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the Grantsville's the defending 3A champs. We played them last year at their home field and ended up beating them 4-3. And so Grantsville's wanting some revenge, you know, and then they'll be out trying to gun us, you know, tonight. But we've got Grantsville, you know, next Friday on our home field. So we play them twice this year, which is really good for us as a team, because, you know, it could be you know, us and them coming May in the state championship game. I mean, the kind of talent that, you know, both teams have, it's definitely going to be a run for the 3A, you know, state tournament. Obviously, there's quite a few other teams, Manti, you know, Emory's got a good softball team. You know, there's South Summit, there's Canyon View in 3A. So 3A is strong this year. So, I mean, any of these teams in 3A can take it, and there's a lot of good talent in 3A. And I don't think these bigger schools, these 4, 5, 6A teams, realize how good a talent that these, you know, smaller 3A schools have, and I'm just glad Carbon is part of that.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Again, Coach Kurt Nunley joining us over the phone. Coach, again, I know you're busy right in the middle of a very, very heavy weekend. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us the update on how the girls are playing. Best of luck tonight and tomorrow, and hopefully we can catch up again next week and recap it all.
Absolutely, Jordan. I appreciate you. I appreciate your radio station, and I appreciate your sports for – I appreciate you guys supporting Lady O'Donnell's Dino Softball and all of Carbon Sports.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you again, Coach.
Thank you.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll talk Major League Baseball, which is back. Free agency is off and rolling, so we'll stick with the diamond. It's coming up when we return from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.